And James Carlton joins us now with the news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, says he'll keep trying to convince crossbench MPs to back his proposed changes to media laws. The Federal Independent MP, Tony Windsor, warned Labor he could withdraw his support if the government changes its leader. The federal government's still struggling to get the media laws through. All three major parties in the UK, however, have reached a deal on press regulation. On the 10th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, Australia's Commander of Defence Forces at the time, General Peter Cosgrove, says Australia did not go to a war on a lie. And also with the Fairfax Press this morning reporting ministers turning on the Prime Minister, Bob Carr and Mark Butler voicing a concern at her leadership, Bob Carr has spoken to ABC News 24 to deny the reports. Let's have a listen to what he said earlier this morning.
Those articles could not have appeared if the journalists writing them had contacted me or my office and asked whether they were true. If contact had been made, the reports would have been robustly rebutted and the story could not have appeared. Those stories aren't true. I'm loyal to Julia Gillard, and Julia Gillard, in my view, will lead the Labor Party to the election in September.
Have you expressed reservations with your close colleagues about how the government's fortunes are playing out?
No.
Mark Butler, when asked about this today, has not given
Beverly, I was invited on this program to talk about my talks with John Kerry, the US Secretary of State. I'm not going to comment on beat-ups in the media about the so-called Labor leadership question.
All right, could I just ask you one further question about that?
And then no, you can't, Beverly. The agreement you struck with my staff was that we talk about the foreign policy agenda, the discussions I've had with the US Secretary of State. Now, I'm not being obstreperous, I'm not being cranky. I'm just telling you that was our agreement and we should get back onto it.
Sounds a little cranky. The Foreign Minister, Senator Bob Carr, speaking to Beverly O'Connor. He's in Washington. He was speaking on ABC News 24, and she was asking him questions about a big front page headline in the Fairfax newspapers. The Sydney Morning Herald says, Carr lost confidence in Gillard some time ago. Mark Butler reconsiders the position. Ministers turn on PM. It suggests that Bob Carr lost confidence in a couple of key decisions made by the Prime Minister, and Mark Butler, who's a factional leader in the Labor Party, has also, according to this story, abandoned their support for the Prime Minister. Bob Carr saying that is not true. He remains loyal to the Prime Minister, saying that in no uncertain terms. It's 27 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.